call order this committee of the whole meeting. It's February 5th, 2018. Start with roll call. Councilperson Smith.
Aye.
Councilperson Holcomb.
Here.
Councilperson Barker.
Here.
Councilperson Michelson.
Here.
And we're joined this evening with the finance officer, April Van Castle. Only agenda item tonight is discussion of the council regarding the budget amendment for fiscal year 17-18. April, would you like to?
Okay, so this is actually broken down into six parts. The first one is during fire season last year, there was anticipated expenditures from the police department for heli-based security, and it turned out that there was more than anticipated. But the plus side is that was directly compensated by the sheriff's department. So when you look at the income side of it, it's over a budget, which, you know, woo, that doesn't happen very often, but we have to record it in the budget because there's an offsetting expenditure item. So that really throws the chief's budget out of whack when it's been reimbursed. It's not his expenditure directly. So this first one is just to record that unanticipated revenue and the expenditures that created the reimbursement. So it's just increase in income, increase in revenue. And it's just strictly on the revenues or the budget side. It's already been spent and received. Number two, any questions on that one? I'm not going to just fly through this. Number two, the fire department received a grant from the Higher Foundation that we didn't know about at budget time. And so we just need to record that revenue as a budget item, and then the offsetting, it's restricted to what they can spend it on. They can only spend it on wildland fire equipment and gear for the firefighters. So we just have to record the revenue and the appropriations. Number three is this kind of came up during the budget talks, but nobody ever said anything. So we need to, there is no revenue right now in the planning fund. Maybe a dollar or two here and there if somebody comes in and wants a copy of the plan. So it does not make sense to continue to draw down that cash, which is already in a negative situation, any more than it already is. So this part of the amendment proposes moving the portion of the mayor's salary that is currently being allocated to the planning fund and moving it into the general fund. It's not an additional expenditure, it's just moving where it's getting moved to. Because it doesn't, by law, we cannot have a negative cash balance in any of our funds. And so if we continue to do things the way they've been done, it's just going to get us in more trouble, theoretically. So that's to clean this up. Number four, we knew was going to be coming when we did the budget, we just didn't know what the dollar amount was. This is that transfer of the excess money from the Forest Service that came into the general fund to cover expenses, and then we agreed that, okay, that's really airport money, so the leftover needs to go to the airport. So this is just transferring it from the general fund to the airport fund. They did well. Yes, ma'am.
And this is not including them paying off the loan, right?
No, that'll be, since that was already in the budget, I'll just, and actually you'll see in the next week's claims that we're going to be making those loan payments. So we'll transfer, it'll be a whole series of transfers that'll come from the airport to the general fund and from the TIF fund to the airport fund. And
so is that what they're going to have left over after the loan is paid off?
No, this will help them cover that $700,000. Okay. They will have a pretty good reserve just because they have the fire season, but this is just that money that we were told that we had to transfer back. So it was a lot more than we had expected. I was thinking it's going to be like $50,000 or $60,000, so they should be happy with $74,000.
They paid us back already, right?
Not yet. Just a paper transfer, though. It's just a thing.
It's a push of a button kind of deal.
Yeah, just a transfer on paper. Where did I leave off? Number five. In the budget, the fire department had anticipated more payroll for firefighters during the fire season than they ended up with. So they had spending authority for an extra $23,680.02 than they ended up needing. So Chief Motley has asked that we transfer that spending authority from the fire department to the capital improvement plan or capital improvement project fund. He's not asking for any extra money. This is already in the budget. It's just moving it between funds.
By moving it between funds, that means he can spend that on supplies like tires and...
No, this means it has to be something, because it's going into the capital fund, so it has to be something over $5,000. What it will go toward is those two fire engines that the former mayor approved. So it's just, he already had it budgeted, he didn't need it, let's put it someplace else kind of thing. Again, not asking for more money, just moving what he already asked for. And then kind of in conjunction with that, we do need to transfer a little bit of money from that fire engine savings account, which is in its own fund, to the CIP fund to cover $1,200 that isn't covered. And that's been money that's just been sitting there for years and always intending to buy a fire engine, which were a fire engine. So we're just going to take a little bit of that out of their savings and put it into CIP. That's all I have.
Are there any questions for April? Is there any input from the council? Is there anything tonight you don't see on the board that you'd like to see or something change? Ms. Barker.
Why wasn't this sent to us prior to?
Because we just finalized it like 2 hours ago.
But you guys knew at the last council meeting that you were going to make these amendments. If that was the case, we should have had this prior to tonight's meeting.
It was hard for us to come up with cash balances and true hard figures that early in the game.
We could have canceled it until another time.
You had it posted that it was actually a public meeting as well.
And it was, we were ready this afternoon.
But it should have been available for all of us prior to tonight's meeting.
Okay, this will certainly be made available to you prior to the public hearing in a more structured format.
Yeah, this is just for conversation.
This is no different than a budget workshop. We're simply just trying, you asked for an opportunity to provide feedback into budget amendment, and that's what this meeting is to facilitate that request.
But we didn't have anything to even look at prior to this meeting, and it should have been available.
All of your financials are in the financials folder in Dropbox.
Well, not the budget amendments are not in the Dropbox.
No.
I mean, we can't even make decisions on this tonight. I mean, we can't even make any...
You can't make a decision
tonight.
No,
it's a cow.
It's a cow meeting. I mean, it's strictly for conversation. This is a workshop.
But it still should have been available prior to tonight's meeting for us. It has been in the past, and it needs to stay that way.
I don't know how we could have given you these numbers earlier than today.
We have over 2 weeks since the last meeting.
They will, yes.
I remember Councilperson Michelson asking, will it be ready for us to review before the meeting? And we were told it would be. But even at Cal meetings, we can make decisions.
No, you can't. You cannot make a decision.
Yes, you
tonight.
Can at the Cal meetings.
No,
at
it
Cal
is listed on the agenda as right. A discussion item. Purely discussion. There is no and decision or decision. There's no decision made.
Is this an open or closed meeting?
It's an open meeting.
And why weren't there public comments posted on the bulletin?
I don't have the agenda in front of me, Bob, but I'm pretty sure Stacy posted public comment on the
They're
agenda.
They're not on there.
No.
Okay. It's an oversight on Stacy's part and my part.
We're not picking on you, Brandon.
It does feel like it is a witch hunt tonight, you guys.
No, it's not.
It does. Why did anyone ask me for the information prior?
I asked you this morning, and you got all gruffy and out of the office, and I told you this morning that tonight's agenda item was wrong. You said I can put any agenda item I want on there.
No, that's
I'm
not.
The mayor.
That's not what he said.
and I walked out.
This meeting is adjourned.